So we're going to explore the relationship between speaking well or public speaking and career opportunities opening up for you as a result of being able to do that. I remember when I was in varsity and I was doing my studies, and whenever I thought of myself excelling in my career, it was always linked to, number one, my qualification in it of itself. So there are those of us who've placed a lot of confidence and a lot of our trust is in the fact that we're book smart. And the more you study and the more qualifications you get, you know that it's going to guarantee you more opportunities in the working environment. And there's a lot of truth to that. I don't want to take away from that fact. Then there are those of us who know and trust ourselves when it comes to giving and the deliverables, when it comes to doing the job and doing it in such a way that no one else can do it the way you've done it. And that in it of itself can also lead to you getting a lot of opportunities open up for you. But there's something I later realized the more I got older and the more... Now, to give you some context, I worked a lot on my communication skills because I found myself pursuing a lot of poetry and a lot of performances on many different platforms. So as a result, unknowingly improved my communication skills. It wasn't something that I had intended to do. So as a result, I found myself being a person who's able to communicate well and to communicate in different contexts and different situations. And whenever I found myself in meetings, this is something I've always been inclined to do. I wasn't afraid to voice what I think. And as a result, that opened up my eyes to the fact that when you voice yourself and you learn to speak well and you learn to speak appropriately, depending on what audience is in front of you, it'll open up a lot more opportunities that both your qualification as well as your skills, your work ethic cannot open up for you. But I want to preface this by saying this. I do not want to take away from the fact that studying further will definitely open opportunities for you. Working hard will definitely open opportunities for you. However, there is a certain level of growth that is opened up by, or that is made accessible to you by, the mere fact that you can speak well. And if you're a person who's going to tell yourself that if I work on my communication skills, if I work on my public speaking skills, and I work on my qualifications themselves, as in if I study further, and if I work on my work ethic and combine all of those into a package deal that you get whenever you get me, then you will definitely go a lot further than those who rely on any one of those things isolated or individually, right? And this is something that I notice a lot. There are those of us who are academically inclined. So as a result, that's what we pursue, academics. We want to thrive and grow in that regard. And yes, that will definitely open up opportunities for you. And then there are those of us who are good with our hands. When we're given a task, we're able to do it and complete the task magnificently, being given very little information. And as a result, you'll get certain opportunities that'll open up for you. But I later realized, and as I've mentioned earlier, and this is something that I believe we all need to come to the realization of, that all of these things are both of these things are complemented very well when you prime yourself to become a person who communicates well publicly. And this is the skill that a lot of people don't want to improve. Why? Because it's the one skill that puts you in front of people, and you have to often embarrass yourself and say the wrong thing. So there's many of us, for example, who are very good, qualified, we have the right qualifications, but when it comes to voicing our ideas, we're not that good. So you may have the best idea in the room, but because you don't want to embarrass yourself, because you don't want to make a fool out of yourself, because you don't want anybody to think negatively of you, you tend to not voice yourself. And that's a very big problem, right? Because being able to communicate your ideas, for one, does a lot of things for you in the work environment. And now, I'm not just talking in an office environment. Regardless of what your work environment looks like, if you are able to speak in meetings, if you're able to speak at work events, if you're able to speak during work gatherings, even in social events that are related to work, it'll definitely end up opening more opportunities for you. And I mean, here's another thing about a good communicator. they leave a mark in a person's mind. Those of us who work on our communication skills, the first thing that we're able to do very well is be memorable. They will remember the things that you said. They will remember how you said them, how you smiled when you said them, how you communicated with the rest of your body and your posture. Those things are far more memorable when it comes to selecting who's the right person for the job than any other thing. So I want to also take us towards this direction, right? Or break it down in this way. Communication skills can help you not only once you've landed the job, but they can help you to get the job. They can help you network with people who will help you open up more opportunities in future. Communication skills make you more memorable, and they make you compete without you even putting in that effort of competing with other people, because you've already set the difference between you and everyone else by just working on your communication skills. But this is a very hard thing to do, right? Because it tests your ability or your willingness to put yourself in uncomfortable situations. When you're book smart, you don't have to take your smartness and display it in front of everyone else. Unless, of course, your results come out and everyone gets to see them. But when you're studying, it's just you and the book. It's just you and the book. And you develop more and more confidence the more you perform well. And then when it comes to work ethic, it's also just you and your hands that are inclined to getting the work done. But when it comes to public speaking or speaking in front of people with whom you have very minimal familiarity with. So when I speak of public speaking, I'm not talking about speaking in front of your family or friends or people that you're very familiar with. I'm talking about people that you speak to or address at a professional level, or within a room. You find that you'll be in a room with people with whom you have very little familiarity with. So, for example, at a stockfell, at church, there's some degree of professionalism that is expected of you there. The thing about having to speak in that kind of an environment is that you are putting yourself out there and you are at risk of messing up, and everyone gets to see it in real time. And that's what many of us are afraid of, right? And I understand. I mean, I can completely relate to that. Being a person who's performed on many different stages, I've messed up a lot. And I know even to this day, there are stages I've stood on and lines that I've forgotten that I have not been able to forgive myself to this day, because it embarrassed me so much. And that's one thing that us as human beings find very challenging to overcome. The fear of embarrassing and humiliating ourselves in front of others. And some of us, it's not even that we can't speak. You just don't believe that you should be the first one to speak. You know, there are those of us who are on the one side of the spectrum when it comes to public speaking. Some of us are too shy. Some of us are too scared. Some of us are just battling with other thoughts that keep you from being able to express yourself well in front of within an office or professional setting. Then there are those of us who speak too much and we try to tone ourselves down. Obviously, one is an easier problem to fix than the other. But I want to speak to both. First of all, starting with those who are afraid. If you're an individual who's afraid to speak out and let people know what your ideas are, I want you to remember that there are many opportunities that you are freezing or hindering yourself from. Why? Because you're not very memorable in that kind of a setup or situation, right? Right? Because no one heard of you. And there's something about when people know your voice and what it sounds like and your ability to deliver ideas, and then combine that with your qualification as well as your work ethic. There's something about that that just makes you the golden person when it comes to choosing someone to head a project or to take advantage of a certain opportunity. Then there are those of us who speak too much. This comes with time. You learn not to do that with time. And you have to understand that it's not to say that you're necessarily a bad or evil person. You just need to recognize that there needs to be times and moments where I calm myself down and I allow others to speak so that they can shine. Because it's not about, and even for those of us who are afraid to speak, it's not about saying as much as you can. It's about speaking as much as necessary to contribute to whatever conversation is being had. And you really need to step out of that comfort that you're in. Some of us, you're comfortable in the fact that you're an intellectual person and you have so many qualifications and you'd rather lean on that. Others, you find that it's the work ethic and that's what you're leaning on. And some of us are just good with just blending in and being forgotten at the office or being forgotten in whatever professional setting we're in. But it's important to remember that when you speak, your voice combined with everything else can open very big opportunities for you.
Public speaking and your career, how public speaking or perfecting public speaking can actually influence the job that you currently have. As we said last week, the skill to speak publicly and to speak boldly publicly is a skill that I feel all Christians should have. But tonight's topic ties perfectly in with the conversation on how to further yourself and how to actually further your education and practical education by means of public speaking, right? So there's one thing that I want you to consider, and there's one thing that I think that you should consider, is the fact that when Jesus told his story about the talents, and some received 10, and some received 2, and some received 3, I firmly believe that Jesus gave us not only money, but he gave us talents to use. And part of those talents to use is the fact that we should invest time and effort into making those talents more. Right now, how does that fit in with public speaking? I firmly believe as a Christian that has got a job, you should not be satisfied. Don't cause civil unrest, but you shouldn't be satisfied in settling in the position where you are now. We should be constantly working towards better social justice, better employment for our neighbors and things like that. And the only means to do that is by furthering yourself and having a greater influence in and around your area where you live. And in order for you to do that, you need to be able to speak with confidence and have proper public speaking abilities. Why? Because I believe that God has given you certain talents. Now you're going to tell me, but my talent is to be a lawyer and to do admin. Yes, great. I'm glad that is your talent. But it's very, very important for you to share the documents that you have with a group full of people or a room full of people in order for them to understand you, and then you should be able to advocate your case a lot better. That is one thing that I want you to realize that is of crucial importance when it comes to living the life and living the gospel and working in a community. When we were part of a Bible college, a Bible school that taught people how to understand the Bible and how to interpret the Bible and how to share the gospel, one of the classes that we shared or had rather was a class called Assertive Communication. And that can go in a total wrong way, and don't head into the wrong direction. But what is important in assertive communication is that it's capable, or that it's possible and capable, we as Christians should be capable to communicate with confidence and assertiveness. Not only the gospel, that's something that you spend by time by reading the Bible and prayer and listen to podcasts, but whatever case might be. If I go to a homeless shelter with an idea on how to further the people that is currently homeless and how to get them into the shelter, the only way that I can do that is by presenting my case, presenting that which I believe in with confidence. And that obviously will make them listen to me. Remember when Paul went to Mars Hill and he spoke to the Stoics and the Epicureans with regards to the gospel and Jesus and the God that they didn't have a name for? He spoke with confidence, and that is why they said, "We will listen to you again." Even in any everyday situation, in any form of employment that you have, when you have a query or a question or conflict in whatever it is that you do, which will we be, wherever we go, there will be conflict. You need to be able to speak with confidence of what that which you believe in. If you can speak with confidence on that which you believe in, people tend to listen to you. Because we as humans very easily distinguish people that believe in what they sell or don't believe in what they sell. There's a certain amount of people that obviously can trigger that thing immediately and they can sell you any product whether they believe in it or not, because they just can be good manipulators, but they can be good. And I think that that is very important. But I firmly believe that as Christians, we should be able to communicate with confidence, because we as Christians should be advocates for social justice. We as Christians should be people that want to change the world around you. And if you're not able to communicate the needs, that the change that you need or that you see will need to take place, people won't listen. That is unfortunately the case that you may be. That is the case that surrounds us everywhere. Now, there's a certain element of it that can be dangerous, and that is the fact that when we communicate with confidence, people tend to listen. But when you're overconfident, you might come over as not only loud, but as arrogant, and that is not something that we as Christians are standing for. We're standing for confidence, we're not standing for arrogance. We are not egotistical, we are not about ourselves, we are about the case, and the case, or we are about the need that we want to address, and the need should always, always, always be different than other people. So how do you then further your career? Well, you might have a total different career the moment you start talking with confidence and the moment you start communicating publicly that which you feel should be communicated publicly. You can be, I remember I had a friend that was a lawyer, and all of a sudden he was the face for this group that he was part of, just because he was the one that was able to communicate publicly. Communicating with confidence in a public arena immediately creates the sense of leadership amongst the people that are with you. Those that are able to communicate with confidence, those that are able to have confidence and believe in the product or in the idea or in the need or whatever it is that they are selling off of trying, attempting to fulfill, will have leadership, and people will tend to flock to you. People will be there to listen to you. And that is what we need. We need, as I said, as Christians, a church that stands up against social justice. We need a church that's willing to change the atmosphere around us, the social development around us, because that is who we fundamentally are.